You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? This is Connor Livesey, and this is another edition of Talking the Draft. Today, I am joined by Damian Lewis, LSU interior offensive lineman. What's going on, Damian? How are you tonight?
Man, I'm doing good. Connor, you know, just great to be on your podcast. You know, I'm really doing living the life over here. Right now, I'm just training.
Yeah, man, that gives us a good place to start. Where are you currently training at? And I know you're preparing for the combine here in about a week, but where are you at right now? And kind of take us through a day in the life of Damian Lewis right now.
Right now, you know, straight grind. Right now, I'm in Dallas at MTP with Duke Manweather. You know, waking up Monday through Saturday, getting up early in the morning, just going out there and just grind. You know, no days off.
Duke's the man. He's probably the best offensive line coach guru out there. You know, the guy well respected around the league, and he's a very, very highly respected guy around the league, and to work with him this offseason's got to be a huge honor. And he's probably getting you right for this combine coming up in a few weeks. Take us through that, man. You know, you got about a week until you head to Indianapolis. You're going to be going through all the drills there and all the strength trainings and everything.
Is you know, like I said, I'm down here working with Duke. He's preparing us for that. And, you know, we just going on the field, doing skill work, if it got to do with technique, position work. So all that, what we doing right now at MJP, we're going to perform at the combine. So, you know, Duke getting up prepared, right? And we just going to transfer over to the combine, show the scout what I got.
What's he got you working on the most right now at MJP? Is it more of the athletic side of things? Is it more of the drill side of things? Kind of, I guess, what's the emphasis right now?
Well, we do it all. You know, we do a position, we do technique, we do agility, skill, most everything that takes place at the combine, we do it all. So, Duke got us prepared for everything.
And I'm just curious, I always love getting the answers to this question, but obviously at the combine, one of the most important things there is the interview process. And I know you got a sneak peek of the interview process at the Senior Bowl not too long ago, but the combine interview process is a little, I guess you could say, a little bit more legit, more formal. Have you been working, you know, I know they kind of train you guys on that as well, but what's that one question that you're hoping you get asked at the combine?
Well, right now, you know, we over here at MJP, we get trained if we ask, if someone asks an inner question, you know, some people ask dumb questions, some people ask good questions, some people ask questions about your background. So right now, we just train all over. If inner question gets asked, we just try to say the best answer for it. So it really doesn't matter. So, but at the end of the day, the question got to get answered. So we over here just training for that, too.
Good deal. Cool, man. And that combine's coming up fast. The Senior Bowl was not too long ago. It might feel like a long time for you who's been training and getting ready for this combine. I'm sure it feels like it was ages ago. But you had a really, really great week in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. One of the best weeks out of anybody there. I know going into that week was a big week for you to kind of just prove that, yeah, you know, like I was on an offense with all this talent, but I'm just as talented as those guys. And you went there that week, displayed that all week in the game. How important was that week for you to go down to Mobile? And, you know, while you want to stay with the LSU, you want to kind of detach yourself from that a little bit and kind of make that money on your own.
Yeah, you know, it was real big for me, you know. I won a late bloomer who got added in real late. The day Jim called me, told me I'm invited to the Senior Bowl. I couldn't believe it at first because it was like the last couple of days. So he called me and I said, for real, like, this is a blessing. Thank you for inviting me. So I went down there, you know, just showcase my talent, show the scout what I got to take for the play on the next level at a high level, and just go out there and compete, you know, compete with some of the great best defensive player out there. So I just want to go out there and just show everybody what I had to take, you know, playing the SEC, Trent, it don't change now. Just going out there playing with some of the great defensive player on the other side of the ball.
And you got to block some really talented defensive linemen in that Senior Bowl week. Was there somebody in particular that kind of stands out to you from that week that was just, you know, he always gave you a little bit extra, whether it was from the competitive side of things or from the skill side of things? Was there a defensive lineman from Mobile that you can kind of point to and go, man, that guy was legit?
He was a great couple of defensive players. I think that Kenlaw really stuck out to me, you know, big frame guys going in just trying to compete every play. Yeah, he definitely stuck out.
Gotcha. Yeah, and he's like yourself, you know, he's a guy that's rising up real big coming into the combine too. Well, man, great. You know, really excited to kind of see this combine kick off here a little bit, see how you do there. It was awesome to see you live in person at the Senior Bowl. I did want to dive into a little bit of your high school community college career before you got to LSU. Coming out of high school, can you talk a little bit about your recruiting process coming out of high school, where you were looking to go, and kind of what led you to Northwest Mississippi Community College?
Well, first, you know, I'm from a small town, Kent, Mississippi, like 15 minutes from Jackson, you know, the capital, but, you know, it's just a small school where no coaches, no recruiter come and just try to look at kids and just trying to recruit kids from their school, you know, a real small school. So what we had did out there, we just worked real hard and really just didn't care about the offers and stuff. Well, I care about the offers
because
I worked hard. Nobody just come through that town to try to recruit kids, so. I had said, well, I'm not finna give up on my dream right now. I'm gonna try to, you know, go to Ishmael. So I thank God that for blessing me, what he did, showed me a different route. So I took the JUCO route in Northwest Community College up in Senatobia. So I went there and did some great things there. And then I was fortunate to get an offer from LSU, and I made the best of it from there.
Talk a little bit about at Northwest Mississippi, you know, the JUCO route is a route that maybe a lot of people aren't familiar with, or they don't really understand the grind of going to junior college. You know, it's probably not anything like LSU, where you don't have the athletic money, you don't have the offered scholarships, you don't have the nice locker rooms and all that. You really got to grind to become a player that a school like LSU wants you. I'm sure those few years at Northwest Mississippi really molded you into the guy you are today and got you recognized by LSU. But is there anything that you take away from your community college days that when you come into LSU, like, you feel like that made you into a better player coming into a big program as LSU?
Is there, like, just coming, like, from high school to JUCO, you know, I had zero offers, so I played with a chip on my shoulder. It really felt like that. I've been overlooked, people, like, you know, slept on me. So I took all that JUCO and just really just power up, level up to a whole different person in that 1 year, and got a lot of offers from that 1 year. So it really just a whole grand, like, it's another football. Like, people think JUCO football real bad. It is. I'm telling you that. It's not a place that you consider yourself you want to go to. Like, coming out of high school, you don't want to set your man that thinking that you want to go to JUCO. You want to get the best, a D1 offer. So the people who go to JUCO, they really are struggling, and they got the grind. Cause ain't nobody going to be there who helping you, going to help you, wake you up every morning. They're going to give you money for a gift of food. You really got it. Some days that I went without food, and so it's like days like that, you really got to get up and grind on your own. Most D1 coaches really don't even recruit JUCO players. You got to find a JUCO player every now and then in JUCO. He's going to be a boom, or he's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
So like that.
And I know coming out of high school, you actually played some on the defensive side of the ball too. Did you go to junior college as a offensive lineman, or were you recruited as a two-way guy? Kind of how did were you going there to play guard at community college?
No, sir. I just strictly played offensive lineman. But I knew what I wanted. I had the passion. I knew that I wanted to play on the next level as offensive lineman. So I went playing no other position than that at JUCO, but in high school, I played all around the ball.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It was always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Cool, man. So you go to JUCO, Northwest Mississippi Community College. You get to LSU in 2018, and you start every game as a junior at LSU. How important and how cool was that to go to a program like LSU from junior college, walk right in, start every game, and just kind of dominate from the word go?
Like, to be honest with you, I felt it coming. Like, all the work that I put in high school and JUCO, I felt it coming. Like, I just knew that I had to do a little more, you know what I'm saying? I had to just do a little more to my game and just advance from there. So I made it to LSU, and I just turned it up a notch. Worked with some great group of teammates. My coaches got me right, Tommy Moffitt, in the weight room. Then increased on my knowledge some more about my offensive line, because I really just tuned it up a notch, because I had all the tools in JUCO, and I had some of the tools in high school, but I really just leaned up all in JUCO and took it to LSU, and just really, based off that, I just, like, boost my game up a whole another level and just come in, throwing all those games as a junior. You know, a dude straight from JUCO, made it on campus and started every single game, and just playing for the LSU team, you know, the big old, big Power 5 team. So, you know, one of the great teams, and just playing for that team was a blessing to me, you know, just coming from a small town and playing for the LSU Tigers team right beside my home. They have no offer out of Mississippi, so it really was a blessed moment for me. Mm-hmm. To thank God for everything, the way he did for me, and just took it and ran away with it and just made the best of it.
And I know in 2018, your junior year at LSU, you guys kind of started to round into shape at the end of the season. Did the team at all in 2018 think that you guys were going to have the season in 2019 that you had, the undefeated national championship season?
Definitely. Like, the UCLA game, like, the goal is not to lose a game. So, you know, we want to win national championship and want to win ball games. But we knew what we were coming into. We said we'll never feel that way again. So we had a goal that we didn't achieve in 2018. So we marked 2019 as our year. Everybody bought in to what we're trying to do. Everybody was accountable. Everybody hold their own weight. And basically, everybody trusted the man beside them. So we knew what we had to do. We had to come in, put blood, sweat, and tears into what we're doing in our program is to really sell out and give it everything we got. And that's exactly what we did. Everybody trusting another.
It's incredible to watch you guys play in 2019 because you look on the offensive side of the ball, you guys probably, you know, the best quarterback in college football of all time, the season he had last year. You have two awesome receivers. You have two awesome tight ends. You have great defenders in every level. But when you kind of tie it all back, it all comes back to that offensive line. You know, the big three with yourself, Cushenberry, and Charles, you guys kind of set the tone for that team and that offense. Is that a feeling that you think that locker room shares as well? While you do have NFL talent all over the field, it all kind of comes back to the three big guys on that front line that are protecting Burrow, giving the Edwards-Helaire time to find holes and make runs. It all kind of comes back to you guys. Is that the kind of attitude and is that the kind of, you know, narrative that you think that fits that LSU 2019 season?
Oh, no doubt. You know, nothing don't happen without the offensive linemen. So if you don't know Coach O, he'll always come around and tell you that it starts with the big guys up front. He loves recruiting big guys. So he'll come and tell you that in a minute. It starts with the big guys up front. We don't do nothing without y'all. So if we get going, if the whole team get going, we the ones who got to just, you know, hype everybody up, get everybody rolling.
Sure.
Because nothing goes without us. So if we down, the whole team down. So we can't never be down. We all, one thing about the O-line, we all we got to be up. We all got to be on time and be accountable and get the team rolling. So we the one who communicate out there and just handle business and get everybody going.
And you take a look at you guys' schedule in 2019. You play Texas, who has defensive linemen galore. Auburn, who has two top defensive linemen. Alabama, who always has a good defensive line. Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Georgia, Clemson. What was it like just kind of going up against so much talent? That had to help your preparation for this NFL year where you went up against so much NFL talent in your senior year at LSU.
Definitely. You know, like, well, in the SEC, every week you're going to face like two or three defensive players that go on to the league. So we prepare ourselves. Our coaches do a great job just prepare for the, on the field. And, you know, we just go from there. We have a good group position meet. Then we do walkthroughs, you know, just really just tone everything down and then tell ourselves we got this. This another round. We do like 15 rounds like the boxing. So we got this the first round. We do with that. We KO that. This second round, third round, fourth round. So now we're in the 15th round with Clemson. And so it's up to us. We got to go like Rocky and Draco. So who going to win? We ain't come here to lose. So we said we're going to give it all out. And everybody, that's what we said in the beginning. So we told each other we're going to give it all out. And that was exactly what we did. Gave out everything. Left it all out on the field. Play for the man beside us.
I want to talk about that game a little bit, the national championship game between you guys at Clemson. One of the best national championship games I remember watching and just of all, really in recent history. It was a fantastic game. I know going into that halftime in the first half, you guys probably didn't perform to the level that you wanted to, both offensively and defensively. What were the halftime talks like at halftime when that game was maybe a little too close for comfort for you guys?
To be honest with you, I don't think nobody did no talking during the halftime. Because, like, you know, we talking for what? We already told each other, like, what we come here to do. Like, nobody don't need to get pumped up and that. We already know what we need to do. So I feel like everybody saw the score and just took it to heart. And, like, we didn't perform in the first half like we supposed to do. And everybody just really went out there and just did what they were asked of. And the time of business, I believe that we played a big part in our wins and going out there and executing and making plays. And just doing what we've been doing the whole season. Don't change that up. Be us. Be LSU.
Be LSU. That's a great way to put it. Just for the fans and a lot of probably the LSU fans more than anything, listen to this. You know, I know Coach Orgeron. He's really known. A lot of people know him by his name and the, you know, his Southern accent. But describe Coach Orgeron in a way of from an offensive lineman, a guy that you said, you know, is very keen on recruiting his offensive lineman. He's very close with his offensive lineman. Just talk about Coach Orgeron and the impact that he's had on your life and your career as a football player.
You know, I'll be honest. Coach is like a father to me. You know, he came to recruit me himself and came out of JUCO. Well, I was in JUCO. He came by himself. He recruited me, came to recruit me, and just, you know, took me under his wing. And I just learned from there. Like, he was a big part of me. He came, looked me direct in the eye, said, "Hey, Lou, I want you to play for the LHU title." My own state didn't offer me no scholarship. He came way to Mississippi and offered me a scholarship and said, "I want you to be a Tiger." So I couldn't turn it down on my dream school. So once that day right there, it really opened my eyes up. Like, this man came way from Louisiana here home and come back here in Mississippi and offered me a scholarship. Like, a lot of people counted me out. So he knew something. He knew what was at stuff, whether it was the state, and he saw something good in me. So I'm really thankful for that, you know, for him offering me this scholarship and just let me be a part of their team. They're playing around my teammate and being on history team. I had a blessing, you know, great coach, great father, husband, my guys who love his players. You know, he's going to be hard on you. If anywhere you go, a coach is going to be hard on you. But, you know, a great guy, you know, never tell you wrong, going to lead you in the right direction. Make sure he get the best out of you. You know, he's a great guy all around. You know, I'm really thankful for him playing for him. And just really, you know, just really all around. Just
yeah.
Really grateful for him.
For sure. Cool, man. I don't have too many more questions for you. Then I get you out of here. For the guys listening, the girls listening who might not be familiar with Damian Lewis, what's a player that you kind of model your game after? That's either in the NFL, maybe even in college. Somebody that if they want to look up Damian Lewis and they want to know who he is as a player, who's somebody comparable that you kind of, you know, mold your game after?
I'd say like Adito, Gabe Jackson. I look at Cam Robinson. I look at Greg Robinson, those type of guys, you know, the real physical and nasty, just gonna get out the ball the guy and run in the pass game to really just talk the guy everywhere.
And I always love getting my answers to this as well. If you were in my shoes and you were writing a scouting report on yourself and you had to go through and you had to talk about the strengths, talk about the weaknesses, what would you say are some of your strengths and some of the things that you kind of want to see yourself improve on over these next few months?
You know, the strength, the guy would love to get out the guys, you know, my old guys around in the passing round game, getting up and then kind of big defender, you know, right good in the boy rush and get a hands on guys. You know, we can guys just have to keeping the hands inside and then really the the second level of the field.
And if there's a few things that you do want to clean up on these next few months, what would those be?
This hand placement.
Gotcha. Great, man. Hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on, man. This is a lot of fun. Again, it was really cool to hear your success story coming from high school to junior college to LSU, and then having you talk a little bit about this last few years for you at LSU, and then end it with the national championship, and now you're getting ready to embark on probably one of the biggest years of your life, being drafted into the NFL and get your shine there. So thanks so much, Damian, for coming on, man. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Of course. Good luck next week at the Combine. This was Connor Livesey with NFL Draft Talk. Today we are on with Damian Lewis, LSU interior offensive lineman, one of the top interior guys in this class. He'll be at the Combine next week. You probably saw him at the Senior Bowl, and you're going to hear his name a lot more here recently. So make sure you get familiar with him. If you're a team in need of interior offensive line, he's a guy to know. Again, Damian, thanks so much for coming on, and we will see you guys next time.
Yes, sir.